He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the October 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Well, you know what? Market went positive here just a few moments ago. At least the Dow is positive right now. Dow up 14 points right now. It's at 26,832. The S&P down just a skosh here, about 1.5 points. It's at 2,968. The NASDAQ is almost positive now. It's down 4 points, 8,052 on the NASDAQ. The small cap index, however, down 0.6 of 1% today. That is the Russell 2000. It's at 1,502. Crude oil is down $1.67 today to $53.03. We've got gold up today. Gold up $8.50 per ounce to $1,497. Hanging out at $1,500 is what gold's been doing lately. Silver's hanging out around $17 to $18. It's at $1,767 per ounce today. Up a little bit, and we do have... the bond market's up just a little, but we did see interest rates go up about 7 or 8 basis points last week when the market rallied there towards the end of the week. The 10-year right now is at 1.73%. 1.73% on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and we are Minnesota-bound here a little bit later today and spending Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday meeting with the good folks of Minneapolis. I'm going to have a lot of my team there. 4 of us are going on this trip, so... We look forward to a meeting with you up there in Minnesota. Hey, look, the market's gathering a little steam here. You know, the futures were down 100 points at one point this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 32 points. It would seem that the deal with China is not all of that it was cracked up to be. But I see it as a de-escalation, if nothing else. I don't think things are going to continue to deteriorate from here. Instead, they're trying to work towards a solution. There was nothing signed on Friday, but there were some deals in principle made. China still wants to meet, however, so that's why you're not seeing the market just take off. And in fact, on Friday, at one point in time, the Dow was up 500 points, and it ended up the day just 300 points to the positive, and that was because details of the deal started to be released, and there really wasn't a whole lot to the deal. They didn't touch the intellectual property issue and some other thorny issues. The currency thing, that's pretty good, not bad. Okay, I know President Trump's always accused them of being a currency manipulator. They do have some kind of agreement on currencies. The tariffs aren't going to be ramped up for now. That ramp up is suspended. So that was it. And it did take some of the, a little bit of the uncertainty out of the market. Market was up 300 points on Friday. Right now we're up about 40 points following that. It's called a phase one deal, okay? I think it's probably just stop the bleeding kind of deal. Phase two will start almost immediately, Trump says. Probably after the election, I would think. I don't think he wants to turn up the heat too much, but we'll see. the tariff hikes that were scheduled for next week will not be implemented. There is no final decision on the tariff increases that were scheduled to take effect on December the 15th. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said. So anyways, a little bit of progress there in phase one. Well, Friday, you got a triple whammy of good news. One was this deal with China, at least the beginning of a deal. Number two, and don't forget, China is going to double its purchases of U.S. agricultural products to $40 to $50 billion per year over 2 years. That's all they did in 2017 was $20 billion, so they're going to double their purchase of U.S. ag products. But the trio of news that helped the market on Friday, it looks like the U.K. and the EU are going to reach now some kind of a Brexit deal instead of just a hard break. And the UK leaving without any kind of a deal, that helped the market on Friday. Brexit still hangs over the market, believe it or not. It's been going on for how long? When is an election not an election? When it doesn't get implemented, and that continues to go on. The sticking point seems to be Ireland. But apparently there is some kind of a deal, and that's helping the markets. And the third item on Friday was potential quantitative easing from the Fed. The U.S. Fed announced its intention to buy about $60 billion in treasuries, and that would be another round of quantitative easing. The market loves quantitative easing. It keeps interest rates low, and it's a little shot of Red Bull into the Fed punch. So that also helped the market last week. We have this week, we have earnings season. You thought you could put the seatbelt away. Well, there's only 52 companies reporting this week, so one-tenth of the S&P 500 companies. Probably the most notable one this week, the one that will move the markets the most, will be Netflix. I believe that's tomorrow or Wednesday. And later in the week, we'll get those banks, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Bank of America. Those definitely will be market movers too. So don't put away the seatbelt just yet. But this week could be a lot smoother ride than last week. Overseas, Japan is closed. A holiday there. Hong Kong was up 0.8% overnight. China up 1.2%. And Europe down a little bit, despite major progress being made on a Brexit deal. Global oil freight rates. Have you tried booking a freighter lately to ship your oil overseas? The latest price, $15.8 million to charter a ship to move oil through the Arab Gulf. That's a new all-time high. That's a record high. And that's in the aftermath of U.S. sanctions on China's COSCO, which is one of the biggest shippers over there. It's the old supply and demand equation. A lot of supply was taken out of the shipping industry. And the demand has remained the same, so that sends prices up. $15.8 million to charter a ship to carry oil. Well, Elizabeth Warren is at it with Facebook. Facebook is at it with her. And also many of the private equity firms such as Apollo Global Management, Carlyle Group, Blackstone, are selling off a little bit today after Elizabeth Warren, who's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. And right now she seems to be the front runner. There will be a debate this week. Elizabeth Warren tweets about her plan to hold private equity firms accountable. Well, you know, when there's a private equity deal, you usually see some layoffs. And she has put out an article called The Working Person's Guide to the Industry That Might Kill Your Company. And she's referring to the private equity industry, which is known for going into companies that are struggling and, you know, carving out some costs to try to make the company healthy once again. I liken it to a fruit tree or an olive tree or whatever. Every once in a while, that tree gets stunted and it's not growing anymore and starting to go backwards, and you got to dig up around the roots. You got to fertilize it. You got to trim. You got to prune. You got to feed it to get it going again. But Elizabeth Warren is not a fan of the private equity firm. She wants to hold them accountable. Carlyle Group down a little bit today. Apollo Group, so is Blackstone. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. 2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, some of the companies on tap to report earnings this week. Okay, last week was just kind of a soft opening of earnings season. This week, is we start to get some pretty substantial companies reporting, and then next week the floodgates really open. Why is this so important? Well, I've said it many times, because stocks and stock indexes follow earnings. Earnings have been growing every single year on the S&P 500 since 2009. Have the indexes followed? Yes, the S&P 500 has been hitting new highs since 2009 because it has chased and followed those higher earnings year after year. And what we're on guard for is for an earnings peak earnings here in this recent expansion, which is now in its 11th year, and earnings to start to top out and then start to look downwards, all right? That means we're going to have an earnings recession. So if I watch this very, very closely on a weekly basis, including every company that reports earnings this week. For instance, here are some of the reporters. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, United Healthcare out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we're headed here today, Wells Fargo, United Airlines, Johnson & Johnson, Schwab, who just sent their trading cost to zero, causing a shockwave through the financial sector, and all the others had to follow. Ameritrade, E-Trade, I think Fidelity went to zero, and there it is. They can't lower rates anymore unless they pay you to trade. It's at zero. Abbott Labs will report this week. Netflix, that's probably the biggest momentum darling that's going to report. CSX Railroad, Philip Morris, which is Altria, Morgan Stanley, Coca-Cola, the pride of Atlanta, and PayPal will all report earnings this week. All in all, 52 S&P 500 companies will report earnings. Right now, the expectations are for negative 4.7% earnings versus this same quarter last year. But you have to remember that the quarter a year ago had the tax cuts, the effect of the tax cuts. So we're looking at the annual growth of earnings, even though we're going to have more than likely a slightly negative quarter versus the same quarter, comparable quarter, last year. Well, as I said, the market it closed last week on a pretty good note. This week will probably kind of tread water here today and tomorrow until these earnings start to come rolling in. UAW, United Auto Workers, say that they've countered the latest GM offer, nearing a deal to put the workers back on the line. We'll see if that happens. That's been going on now for 1 month, costing GM and the workers quite a bit of money as they have that standoff continuing. Standoff between Pacific Gas and Electric out in California, its customers, and the city of San Francisco. PG&E rejects San Francisco's offer of $2.5 billion to buy the utility's wires within the city limits. Boy, I don't know how good San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, would be at running the gas and electric company, but that is the offer that they have put on the table. Pacific Gas and Electric has rejected the offer. Meanwhile, the lights are back on in Northern California. I read some articles about my hometown of San Diego. Well, they turned the electricity off out in the East County of San Diego because it got a little bit windy. I was reading about a lot of business owners that lost a ton of money as their freezers full of meat, and their refrigerators full of other goods spoiled on them. One small market owner out in the East County of San Diego reported a loss of $20,000 worth of goods, and there's nowhere to turn to for any kind of a relief. In the meantime, the solar stocks, Sunrun, for instance, which I've owned in the past, the symbol is RUN, R-U-N. Sunrun had a big boost last week, as the company says it's ideally positioned to benefit from the California blackouts. Well, maybe California wants, well, I'm sure they do. They want more and more people. They would love to have every single home in California on solar, and they would love to have everybody driving an electric car. That is just the truth. Anyway, Sunrun has had a pretty good run here. And, of course, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he blames PG&E for greed and mismanagement. Well, I don't know how well San Francisco has been managed. He's the former mayor of San Francisco. Anyways, Apple hits a new all-time high. Man, have you watched Apple lately? Holy cow, I own that stock in my dividend. Look at it again today. What a monster Apple has turned into all of a sudden. You know, they recently announced that new iPhone. I wouldn't mind getting it just for that camera. That camera looked pretty cool, especially the photographs that you can take in a dark setting at night, concerts, etc. That's really cool, in fact. Apple, another new, today it's hitting a new all-time high, $237 per share. I just recently wrote about Apple in the Seeking Alpha with my target price. That was several weeks ago, maybe a few months back. I own it in the dividend and growth portfolio because it has a dividend yield of 1.3%. I've always said I would rather have a 1.3% dividend and a stock that's growing its earnings as opposed to a 6% dividend and a stock that's not growing its earnings, such as the AT&Ts of the world, the Philip Morris's, Altria's of the world, etc. Apple, new all-time high. It's now a $1.074 billion market capitalization. Oh, Steve Jobs must be happy wherever he is. We've got Apple hitting a new all-time high here today. It's up 60% this year. How about that? Meanwhile, as we speak about FANG stocks, Apple is the A, one of the A's in FANG. Amazon is the other A in FANG. Facebook under some fire today from Elizabeth Warren. She wants to break up Facebook. She's running a fake ad on Facebook just to see what they'll do about it. And in the meantime, their cryptocurrency project, everybody seems to be dropping out. Facebook might have to go that one alone with their Libra cryptocurrency project. But when we come back, a lot of analyst upgrades. We always do our featured stock of the day. Some of my stocks on the move today here. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we're joined by Barry Kite calling in from our satellite office here in Mount Pleasant. Barry headed to Minnesota tomorrow he'll be joining us. And Paul and I headed out today to Minnesota. Of course, I'll have Wi-Fi on the plane. What do they call that? Go-Go, I think. Barry, Go-Go or Go-Go. Something like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's pretty reliable.
Get a plane that actually has it.
Yeah, well, you know, I always make sure the plane I'm on has it.
So, yeah.
I thought
had it, and then we get on there, and it's down for today.
We'll do our best. Anyways, hey, I just want to talk a little bit. I want to finish up my discussion here of Facebook. There is an analyst out today, Barclays, which is a big bank in the U.K., they say buy Facebook before Halloween, okay, because they will report earnings the week of Halloween. They say demand is still showing strength and setting up for a nice report. They also put out a target price of $240. Facebook today is trading at $184. Now, we currently own Facebook because it's been growing earnings by 66% per year over the last 5 years, and it's currently got a forward P.E. ratio of 19. And it's expected to continue to grow earnings by 22% per year, unless Elizabeth Warren gets in and breaks it all up and this and that. You know, even, I think that's one thing the Republicans and the Democrats agree on, is that these big tech companies are becoming too powerful. But I'm just looking at the numbers. You've got a forward P.E. ratio of 19 on Facebook, and you've got an expected growth rate of 21.5. That means it's trading at a discount to its growth rate still. It has a PEG ratio of 0.9, less than 1. And my target price over the next 5 years is 368. But there's a lot of what-ifs, obviously, along the way. What do you think? Is Facebook had their hand slapped how many times? And Zuckerberg just kind of says, oh, I'm sorry. You know, like my kids. Do your kids ever do that, Barry? I'm sorry, Dan. And then they just go right back to doing it again?
Constantly.
Well, when you're a publicly
this morning.
Yeah, when you're a publicly traded company, you got to be a little bit careful with that. Facebook has grown from a college dorm room to a $525 billion, $500 billion company. $500 billion. So anyways, I agree with Barclays here that I do like the stock, and we own it in the Premier Growth portfolio. I don't particularly like the company. It's a little bit scary to me, but it's such a dominant player. You know, if you're going to advertise and do digital marketing, you almost have to digitally market on Facebook, and that's where they make a lot of their money. Okay, I know this is one that concerns you, Barry. Volkswagen is a potential sale of Lamborghini. I didn't even know Volkswagen owned Lamborghini. I thought Lamborghini's Italian. Volkswagen is German. But I'll give you a little story. I was downtown Saturday. My wife and I think it was Saturday. I saw a car parked in a fancy hotel parking lot that I didn't recognize. It looked like a Lamborghini to me. And upon closer examination, it was a Pagani sports car.
Yes, was that the, thing the white one with the gold? I think it had like the 24-karat gold plating on the front.
That's the one. I don't know who drives it.
I had a friend who sent me a picture of that this weekend.
Yeah, it was there. It had an Illinois. Yeah. No, Pagani.
Oh,
Pagani is an Italian designer that only makes a certain amount of cars per year. I looked up the price tag on that thing. $1.4 million. Is what it would cost to drive one. I put my business card in his windshield there on his windshield wiper, and I saw it go flying in the breeze when he left. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, it was a beautiful car anyways. Okay, well, hey, earnings season, we've had a few companies report. Here are the ones that I liked. SAP. SAP is a big German technology company. And SAP, they clobbered their earnings report, and that stock was up 10.3% on Friday. So maybe all of this hoopla about almost a sure recession in Germany maybe is overblown a little bit, because SAP just had a powerhouse report on Friday. That's good news for the global tech sector, although it's just one company. And a company that I used to own, Barry, in the dividend and growth portfolio. It's not the most exciting company in the world, but their products are everywhere. Fastenal. You know, the building sector has just been on fire. And as we did the newsletter this week, let me just look at the sectors of the market. I got my newsletter opened right here. And the leading sectors in the market right now, I want to say it's the building sector. And I know the aerospace sector is also a leading sector. And, of course, Fastenal fits right in there. Fastenal had just a blowout report, which I think is another sign that there's not exactly a recession lurking around the next corner. Okay, here we are, the leading sectors in the market. Number one, the building sector. Number one ranked sector in my Best Stocks Now app. Number two are the utilities. That's because everybody's chasing yield. Right? Hey, 3% looks pretty good when the Treasury's 1.6. Information technology is number three. The home builders are number four. Fastenal fits right in there. That stock is breaking out to new all-time highs today. I don't own it, but I use it as an example. There doesn't seem to be any slowdown. You know, all this talk of an industrial slowdown after that ISM Manufacturing Index report, not according to the Fastenal earnings. That stock was up 17% on Friday.
I've always wanted to see one of their vending machines.
Do they have vending machines, Fastenal?
I've heard it in NASCAR where they have in some of the shops, they have a vending machine. You can go and actually crank out some of the parts.
Well, Carvana has the ultimate vending machine. You buy a used car. I've seen several of these vending machines. And, of course, we do own that stock in our emerging growth portfolio. Carvana having another good day today. That's the ultimate vent. That's a lot of quarters. I mean, I don't carry that many quarters.
Actually.
Yeah. Did you put some quarters in it? You can also get a Diet Pepsi, too, out of it if you want.
I was just going to shake the machine and see what came out.
Yeah, that's right. You could shake it. That's what I now we used to do that once in a while. Okay, the bank stocks are going to report this week. That will be important. Now, we have no exposure to the bank stocks right now because this is not a good environment for the bank stocks. They need a little bit higher interest rate out there in order to make a little bit of money. They need a little bit more spread to make money, and it's a very thin, skinny chicken for the big banks here. And in addition to that, you've got this all-out assault on fees. You know, I see some of these ETFs now, they're charging like 6 basis points to manage the ETF. Trades are free across the board, and of course, you know, Morgan Stanley, they're a bank, JP Morgan, they're just getting squeezed right now. I would continue to avoid the bank stocks, but they will be very important, stocks to watch this week because they are a bellwether of that financial sector. Let's see, one other stock that I was going to mention. Well, here's some upgrades here. Yeah, now there's one that we own, American Tower. I continue to like American Tower. They're the ones that rent out space on their towers. We got a lot of vultures sitting on the towers around here in Charleston. Have you noticed that? Sitting up higher, lots of these vultures. I'm always nervous, you know, getting out of my car or something and being carried off by a vulture. But some of them are American Tower. That is a REIT, and the very good REIT. In fact, we really like that stock, up 1.6% dividend yield. Okay, I'm headed to the airport. Barry is going to close up the show. He's going to do our featured stock of the day tomorrow. I'll be broadcasting live from Minnesota. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Best Stocks Now radio show. This is Barry Kite. I'm flying solo now with Bill and Paul headed to the airport to catch a flight in Minnesota. Hopefully they have a better than expected trip from as they had from Sarasota last time around. We'll just say that they ended up with a rental car and driving in at a late hour of the night. But we're getting back to the featured stock of the day. As Bill mentioned, it's going to be Workday Incorporated. Workday, Bill's featured a number of times on the show. We currently own it in the Premier Growth Fund, as well as the Ultra Growth Fund. And Workday is a HR financial software maker. They've been growing revenues at 30% year over year. And current price was it's running around, about $179 today. The stock had a great day on Friday. It was up $6 over 3.5%. After an analyst upgrade from Goldman Sachs, Heather Bellini raised her price target to $223. It's about a 30% upside from where we are today. In terms of, I wanted to take a step back before we get too deep into Workday, and just kind of give you an idea of what our kind of our rankings of how that factors into our rankings and how we how something like Workday shows up on our radar and how it's ranking so high in our Best Stocks Now rankings. It's currently 176 out of the 5,335 and counting securities that we cover today. And really the main focus, one of the three pillars is obviously the idea of visible, sustainable growth for our rankings. So that's one of the big pieces of the three that go into our rankings. You hear us say sustainable growth or visible sustainable growth, and kind of what does that mean for us in terms of growth for revenue and earnings? We're looking for, high probability of those growth rates, high probability of those continuing. So that's what we mean by sustainable growth. We also want to be able to kind of put the pieces together and kind of see or be able to look forward and have a good feeling that growth is going to continue into the future. So what we're looking for in this particular stock, it's a SaaS model. I'm sure you hear that over and over again nowadays. It's subscription as a service or software as a service, and it's usually a subscription model. So what we're looking for is, what percentage of revenues are coming from those subscriptions. We're also looking at, contract length. So when these companies sign up, their customers, they're going to usually typically have at least a 3-year contract. There's a lot that goes into kind of implementing this software across these large companies. So, you tend not to go through a huge implementation process and then kind of turn around and ditch the software, you know, a year into it. If so, then, you know, some CTO somewhere is probably going to be on the hook, and you'll probably be looking for a new job at some point. But also, you know, we're looking at renewal rates or customer satisfaction. You know, high renewal rates. It's going to be, you know, that's key for us, because that's going to show that these new, you know, these contracts are going to continue well into the future. Second to last here, we're usually looking at is going to be current market share and ability to grow that market share going forward. So, you know, we want to see a good percentage of them working with, you know, kind of your Fortune 500 companies. Also, you know, working with large multinationals is, you know, is looks great for us, because that means they're going to be generating a good bit of their income internationally. Lastly, you know, additional verticals to cross sell into. So, a lot of these, you know, companies will start out with a good core product, and then, you know, either through acquisition or innovation, will generate a, you know, some other product lines that they can sell across the atmosphere. So, kind of putting that in perspective with Workday. If you're looking at, if we're looking at Workday from a, you know, so what's where they're at now. So percentage of revenues for Workday coming from subscriptions is about 85%, and that's it's $757 million dollars of their revenue. So that's 85% in the second quarter. From a contract length, typically it's going to be about 3 years. And lastly, the renewal rates are going to be among the, their renewal rates currently are among the highest in the industry. And from a current market share, let's see, we're looking, I apologize, I'm having a little computer difficulty here. But lastly, yeah, their market share ability to grow, it's their 40% of the revenues came from Fortune 500, and 50% came from Fortune 100. So they're, you know, they're doing great across the board. I apologize. I think we're having some technical difficulties here, but not sure exactly where we cut out there. But from a you know, from a financial services standpoint, they are growing some new product lines with their financial management services, and they're they had an acquisition for Adaptive Insights back in it's been about a year. So they're continuing showing upselling into that market. They have about 200 new deals going on in that space today as well. So from a you know, from a target price standpoint, we've got it doubling over the next 5 years, and we're looking forward to seeing the their analyst day tomorrow. Well, that's our time together today. We'll be off to Minnesota, and looking forward to seeing you guys out there. And have a great day, everybody.
Clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.